your beautiful home today. Call Dezeen Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Two Nebraska children have been diagnosed with a rare and serious inflammatory condition that's linked to the coronavirus. Last week, a 9-year-old Lexington boy was diagnosed with the condition. On Monday, the Douglas County Health Department announced that a child under 12 has been hospitalized with the condition. That news comes as the one-day total of new coronavirus cases dropped to under 100 for the first time since May 10th. Nebraska's online coronavirus tracking dashboard shows 91 new cases were reported Sunday to bring the state's total to 15,634. Two members of the Nebraska National Guard who assisted police during protests have tested positive for coronavirus. The Guard says they plan to test all of their personnel still on duty in Omaha and Lincoln. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports nearly 600 members of the Guard were assigned to assist law enforcement following several nights of protest. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tim Ackerman was sworn in Monday as Marshall County Sheriff following his recommendation and approval, taking over for Dan Hargrave, who resigned. At last week's meeting, commissioners approved unlocking all doors at the courthouse. Since the courthouse is now completely open with no restrictions, the board discussed the need to continue live streaming meetings. Network Computer Solutions will be consulted regarding equipment to get better quality and possibly upload the meetings to a YouTube channel and or the county website. County Treasurer met with the board to discuss moving the driver's license station to the room adjoining the commissioner's meeting room. Board gave their approval, and the office will contact the state of Kansas to get assistance for the move. Agency on Aging director met with the board. At the recommendation of the state, they will not resume dine-in eating until June 15th. They will also begin out-of-county transportation for medical appointments on June 15th. Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with the board to discuss development of a revolving loan program. This could assist existing businesses in need of help or new businesses for startup money. Program is in the beginning stages of development. There would be an application process and a review committee to determine eligibility. Commissioners voted unanimously to contribute the $25,000 earmarked for economic development toward establishing the fund. The group is applying for a grant being offered by Evergy, which would include $15,000 of loan and $10,000 of grant money. This $15,000, if received, could be added to the county contribution of $25,000. County Councilor Jason Brenninger and the board discussed hiring an engineer to work for Marshall County throughout the proposed Irish Creek wind farm construction. They will do research and reach out to some engineers experienced with wind turbine as well as road use agreements. The turbine specialist would mainly be responsible for the decommissioning report. Joe Horrigan of Frankfort met with the board regarding the proposed Irish Creek wind farm, asking commissioners consider zoning for the wind farm setbacks. He stated he was not for or against the wind farm. He stressed the importance of the county establishing the setbacks and not just going with what NextEra is recommending. Commissioner Bramhall feels the county commissioners were put in place to serve and protect all citizens of Marshall County, and that's what they're striving to do. Horrigan feels the small landowner doesn't have a voice in the process. However, he does agree that each landowner has the right to choose what does or does not go on their property. County Councilor advised the county is negotiating the agreement to be site plan specific, which means each independent turbine site will be taken into consideration and could have different setback limitations. The board feels it's time to begin discussing the proposed jail project again. Public Works Administrator Mike Craig advised he's been approached regarding leasing trucks for the Public Works Department or possibly looking into outright purchase with buyback options. He'll begin working on budgeting for the next year. Nemaha County Commissioners last week opened a discussion about comprehensive planning in Nemaha County. Commissioners indicated they would like to talk to the three companies again they had spoken to earlier about preparing a comprehensive plan for the county.
Donna L. Fincham, age 87, of Holmes City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donna Fincham. Charles D. Phelps, age 82, formerly of Arkansas City, passed away June 5th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Charles Phelps.
Michael Mike Gira, age 49, of Pawnee City, passed away unexpectedly Friday. Services Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Traditional service with cremation to follow. Visitation on Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family greet friends from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Mike Gira. Albert Burt A. Wessel, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away April 6th. Memorial Mass is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Burt Wessel.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken gravy on a biscuit, peas, and plums. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have what's left of crystal ball making its way across the central parts of the Midwest and will continue to push off towards the north, bringing showers and thunderstorms. We also have a low-pressure system with a cold front extending across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. With these two systems, some heavy rains this afternoon continuing into tonight. The main thing is going to be those winds. With this low and crystal ball, we could see wind gusts as high as anywhere from 45 to 50 miles per hour. We'll continue with scattered rain showers through tonight into early tomorrow before clearing and quiet weather for the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, we have a high wind warning for tonight. Otherwise, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mid-50s, wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, breezy upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-June, 82, record high on this date, 96 in 2018. The average low, 61. The record low is 50 in 2007. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 5:57.
Sunny and 70 outside this hour with a light southeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 9th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New developments in baseball's potential return and a Pro Bowl running back's push for a big payday. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Major League Baseball made a third proposal to the Players Union as both sides continue to negotiate a start to the season. ESPN's Carl Ravitch says the latest offer would give players up to 75% of their prorated salaries over a 76-game regular season. The league has asked for the union to issue a response by tomorrow. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney defended his response to assistant coach Danny Perriman's use of a racial slur during a practice 3 years ago. In a video responding to the recent allegations, Swinney says Perriman did not direct the N-word towards any player. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum says Swinney's statement falls short.
We're talking about a coach in Danny Perriman that Dabo Swinney played for at Alabama. There's a close relationship there. This isn't just some coach he picked up on Amazon. I mean, this is somebody very close to him, and I just really didn't buy the story.
This is ABC Sports. Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook will no longer participate in any organized team activities and is threatening to hold out of training camp until he receives a reasonable long-term deal. The Pro Bowler will make $1.3 million in the final year of his rookie contract. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's a tough spot for the Vikings and for Dalvin Cook because you can't make the argument that he's not worth some of the money he's asking, but the running back position typically has not been paid. The Vikings this offseason, though, did redo the contract of quarterback Kirk Cousins, giving him $30 million a year. I think Dalvin Cook would like to make that over the course of, say, three seasons.
United States Soccer Federation's Board of Governors will hold a conference call today as it weighs repealing a policy requiring national team players to stand during the national anthem. A formal vote to repeal could come Friday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Post 163 American Legion baseball team opened the season Friday at Seneca and traveled to Corning Sunday. Marysville Post 163 split a pair with Seneca, winning the opener 14-6 and dropping the late game 7-4. Corning took both of a doubleheader Sunday versus Marysville, 14-6 and 12-2. Marysville Legion Post at Sabetha Wednesday and at Doniphan County Sunday this week. Home opener for Marysville next Tuesday, hosting Clay Center.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler voicing disappointment in a court decision to vacate registrations for three dicamba herbicides. Wheeler says of the ruling, the 2020 growing season well underway, and this creates an undue burden for our first conservationists, farmers. An appeals court last week vacated the registration for dicamba herbicides produced by Bayer, BASF, and Corteva. The ruling does not affect the dicamba product from Syngenta, though. Several states have allowed farmers and applicators to continue to use dicamba products. Still, as Wheeler points out, the ruling implicates millions of acres of crops and millions of dollars already spent by farmers. Wheeler says the EPA is assessing all avenues to mitigate the impact of the court's decision on farmers. Ag Retailer Association urging Wheeler and the EPA to appeal that federal court ruling using all legal avenues available. The Farm Bureau said late Monday it's imperative that EPA quickly provide clarity to farmers. The COVID-19 pandemic resulting in stay-at-home orders dramatically impacting America's food spending. That according to USDA. The Economic Research Service says unlike previous economic shocks, the COVID-19 shock has led to pronounced substitution from food away from home towards food at home. Inflation-adjusted expenditures at grocery stores and other retailers described as food at home were 6.5% higher than in February of 2020 compared with February of last year. The same spending, 18.8% higher in March of 20 compared to March of 2019. Now, you compare spending in the same month accounts for seasonal food spending patterns. Inflation-adjusted February 2020 expenditures at eating out establishments, restaurants, cafeterias, venues, and other places were 39.3% lower in February a year ago. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Good morning, Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. It's time again for a summer harvest update. 2020 harvest updates are brought to you by Abilene Machine, U.S. Custom Harvesters, Midwest Ford Dealers, and Syngenta AgriPro Seed. Once again, we check in with High Plains Harvesting Ryan Hafner as he and his crew make their way north. They, of course, have wrapped up their first few fields. Now, Ryan, where are you guys at now, and how are the fields looking?
Currently in the Apache and Clinton, Oklahoma areas. Crews are split up right now. Apache is pretty good wheat. We're doing, 40 to 50 bushel an acre in that zone. And Clinton had a little more of a stand issue. So they did some reseeding, which is causing us a little bit of grief with some ripe wheat and some wheat that's later maturing. We're kind of working hard to stay dry there.
You've obviously made your way north and will continue to do so through the harvest season, but have you seen any difference from field to field?
As we've moved north, we've got a lot higher test weight. I know we're well over 60 pounds. We've seen 64 pound test weight. Protein's been nothing real special. We've seen, 10, the odd bit higher than that. But yeah, yield test weight is have definitely picked up, and we're still not setting any records.
And final question here for you, Ryan. Now, I know time never stops, but in terms of the timeline, how are you guys doing?
We've been timing out really well. We do know the harvest is moving on, and it's right up on the Kansas-Oklahoma border, and that's where we need to be next. So we expect to be there in the next few days. So it's definitely keeping us on our toes, and moving the harvest along pretty quick.
With your latest 2020 summer harvest update, that's Ryan Hafner of High Plains Harvesting. Brought to you by Syngenta AgriPro Seed, Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we all know is agriculture. It is June. June is Dairy Month, and we'll hear about a man who is telling dairy's story one cow video at a time after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
His name is Derek Josie, J-O-S-I. He is a fourth-generation dairy farmer from Tillamook, Oregon. And in addition to milking 500 cows and caring for 500 acres of land, he is also a social media star, posting videos nearly every day, advocating for the dairy industry and for agriculture in general.
Did you know dairy positively impacts the livelihoods of more than a billion people across the globe? The dairy sector has always been committed to our communities by providing the food people need at home or in schools.
Derek's videos generally feature his girls, and by girls, I mean his cows. Derek joins me on the phone. When and how did you get started?
Well, I actually started over on Facebook. That's where I do most of my work. I started about 3.5 years ago because I was seeing a lot of misinformation spread around on social media as facts, things taken out of context that made common farming practices look bad when they are actually in the best interest of cows and their health. So I thought, I can probably help a little bit by showing what I do on a daily basis on the farm.
Was there one thing in particular that put you over the top?
It seems to have been accumulation. I mean, I'd been seeing stuff for years and finally had had enough.
Well, you struck a nerve, certainly. You've got 18,500 followers on Twitter, and how many do you have on Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook and Instagram, I'm under the handle TDF Honest Farming, and last time I looked, I was at 350,000 followers on Facebook and just under 40,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow, quite an audience. Any way for you to know, based on the feedback you get from folks, as to whether your advocacy is helping?
Yeah, I get a lot of positive feedback and a lot of people saying that they appreciate me taking the time to explain the common practices that we use, because they were under a completely different impression of why we did things that we do. And so little ripples can make big waves eventually. So I'm doing my part, I think.
And sometimes there's a price to pay for that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 70 outside. We'll look for highs around 90 on a shifting north wind that becomes gusty today. That could prompt some thunderstorm development. Some could be severe. We'll keep an eye on things from around 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. for Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Major League Baseball making another try to start the coronavirus delayed season in early July. John Stolness reports the team owners and players are still not ready to make a deal.
Some players seem to be reacting negatively on social media in response to the latest proposal by the owners for a 76-game season at 75% of their prorated salaries. The players' union says this proposal is worse than previous ones because while it would expand the playoffs and give players a bigger share of that cash, they would only get 50% of their prorated salaries if there are no playoffs, the same or less than previous offers. They also say they want owners to abide by their agreement in March, which guaranteed all of their prorated salaries. In the unlikely event the deal was agreed to, the season would begin on July 10th and end on September 27th. I'm John Stolness.
Thank you, John Stolness. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Post 163 American Legion baseball team opened the season Friday at Seneca and traveled to Corning Sunday. Marysville Post 163 split a pair with Seneca, winning the opener 14-6 and dropping the late game 7-4. Corning took both of a doubleheader Sunday versus Marysville, 14-6 and 12-2. Marysville Legion Post at Sabetha Wednesday and at Doniphan County Sunday this week. Home opener for Marysville next Tuesday, hosting Clay Center.
Recyclers will gladly take your unwanted cardboard, but consider doing your own recycling in the compost pile. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 9th, the 161st day of the year. And veteran musician Les Paul was born in 1915, and in 1934, Donald Duck made his debut in the cartoon The Wise Little Hen. Cardboard can be a good addition to your compost pile. It's rich in carbon, which gives microorganisms energy for their decomposition work. It can also help the pile from packing down too tightly. A whole cardboard box won't do, of course. You'll need to shred or cut it into small pieces first. Moisten the material, then spread it on top of your compost, gently turning with a rake or shovel to incorporate it. Stick the clean, untreated cardboards, such as corrugated packing material or paper towel rolls. Glossy cereal boxes won't decompose easily. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.